Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
My maternal grandfather was marked by reverence for God. I often heard him refer to the deity by the words, quote, "him with whom we have to do." That's Hebrews 4:13 in the King James Version. Although the phrase seemed awkward to my ear, it certainly communicated my grandfather's point. Our dealings were with God, so it was to our advantage to always be on good terms with him. Thus it will be helpful to ask, who is this God who so captivated the love and loyalty of Job? The name most often used in this book is not the generic Elohim, nor the covenant-keeping Jehovah. It is the name El Shaddai. God's names are like doorways that invite us to enter into intimacy with him. So what does this one mean? It occurs 7 times in the Bible with El, God Almighty, and 41 times alone as the Almighty. It is used 6 times in Genesis, chapter 17, 1, 28, 3, 35, 11, 43, 14, 48, 3, and 49, 25. Once in Exodus, chapter 6, verse 3, twice in Numbers, chapter 24, verses 4 and 16, twice in Ruth, chapter 1, verses 20 and 21, twice in the Psalms, chapter 68, 14, and chapter 91, verse 1, once in Isaiah, chapter 13, verse 6, twice in Ezekiel, chapter 1, verse 24, and 10, verse 5, and once in Joel, chapter 1, verse 15, but 31 times in Job. It could be rendered God all-sufficient. The Septuagint translates it in several places as the sufficient one, for example in Ruth 1, 20 and 21. It could be derived from Shaddad, to be strong, or from Shad, the breasts. Quote, "the Almighty, Shaddai, who will bless you with blessings of the breasts, Shad," Genesis 49, verse 25, emphasizing God's tender-heartedness and nurturing. The psalmist wrote, quote, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty," El Shaddai, Psalm 91, verse 1. In the end, Job discovers that the deep darkness through which he would pass actually turned out to be the abiding shadow of El Shaddai himself.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.